Welcome to Mentally Untable Adventures, Episode 20, Danger Patrol, Session 1, Episode 2.
This podcast may contain bad language, crude humor, and graphic violence, and it, in general, is not fit for human consumption.
And now we rejoin the Danger Patrol. Major Slag, Candy Apple, and Nick Timber attempt to deal with the invasion of Crimson Apes into the city. Who could be responsible for such mischief? Find out this week on Danger Patrol. Enjoy the show.
And using your atomic strength, you hurl a frag grenade that is a fastball special.
Yep.
So fast.
I want it to basically embed itself inside this giant ape's forehead so that it can't flick it away.
So, Major Slag, why is this dangerous?
This is dangerous for more reasons than we have time to list.
Let's list at least three of them if you want dice for them.
I'm throwing a high explosive.
You are throwing a high explosive
out of a moving car that's damaged.
You are in a damaged car.
That's tethered to another car.
There is another car also tethered to it. Would you like some more danger?
Yeah.
There's a baby in the thing.
There's a baby in the car behind. And I'm going to toss in the last one that, you know, the force that you apply to the object getting it moving might be enough to set off the grenade in your hand instead of in the ape.
Oh.
That'll pull them out of the moving vehicle. Or...
That wouldn't be good. Here we go, all ones.
Alright. So I see a good bit of danger there.
That Holy is, crap.
It is three hits and five danger. Oh, total disaster.
You just hand me another...
Not even counting.
So that's
maybe with the crimson.
So you did five.
What do you need?
Maybe to go out.
She just let him out like 5 minutes ago. He's being a
whiny.
Seems
more like a failure than not.
Yeah. So anyway, so you did three hits to the giant crimson ape, which with his resist one, he takes two hits. So that's good. That's good. Next,
are we gonna
take right? So here's the deal, though. So the threat does the worst possible thing: be ruthless and destructive, kill citizens, blow up a building. So here's the deal, Major Slag. You realize
that you fucked us.
I did.
You threw the pin. And you embedded that pin in his head, which is why it hurt him. But then you realize that the grenade is still in your other hand. So here's the choice. The disaster happens, and the danger car blows up and crashes, bringing the other rocket car with it, of course, because you're tethered. Or you can choose to mitigate the disaster by taking a full hit and getting locked in a new major threat of your own. Basically, by realizing this and jumping out of the car to save the other.
Can I hurl myself at the giant ape?
That is definitely... you're not going to be able to get to the giant ape.
Okay.
You don't have that kind of time. The question is, do you spare the danger car and your other friend?
I'm thinking, yeah.
Okay, so you take a full hit, which means you mark something in the box where you currently are. So you mark a stunned.
All right.
Excellent. Excellent. And now you are locked into a new threat represented by... So as he jumps out and then the grenade goes off, what happens to him that he is basically unable to engage the giant ape for a little while because he's busy? Is he just...
Does it affect any of his systems?
Maybe it slammed him against the side of the... We're in a canyon?
No. You're in the city. You're in Rocket City.
Well, maybe it slams me against the side of a building and parts of that building...
Parts of a building collapse on you. I like that. So you are trapped inside the collapsed building, Major Slag, until you are able to break
She's
your
fine.
Way out. So, all right. So that sounds great. So you cannot do anything else until you defeat the collapsed building that is all over you. Because, wow. Whoops. That is a giant whoops with a grenade, and that is one kind of whoops you do not want.
Do something like that, kind of repair the thing.
But. That's where I was expecting the giant failure. So, all right, so Candy Apple, Major Slag just jumped out of the danger car,
exploded,
and then blew up. So, and you, this thing is handling weird because, well, Nick and another rocket car are tagged to your back, and they are dragging another Crimson Ape. So, Candy Apple, Nick Timber, what do you do?
I'll let you go, because I'm the one that attached it, so I'll let you have to throw on your turn.
Oh, and there's the giant Crimson Ape.
You are driving still, so.
Can I drive with that Crimson Ape dangling so that he can hit the giant ape?
So you're going to try and buzz the head of the giant Crimson Ape so that his buddy hanging by the by the energy cuffs slams face first into
his...
She
might, step on the brakes and shoot the thing underneath.
So, okay. Absolutely. That definitely sounds like another flyboy action to me. So that's a D8. So,
I'm glad I picked at least something decent for that.
Yeah.
It's not detective work, but as your stuff goes, that's pretty good, you know.
Okay.
Better than your commando.
Yeah.
So, all right. So do you have any powers or gadgets that you would like to use?
Underworld contacts.
You can teleport. Because, you know, that's what we need is the last person in the danger car.
The driver of the lead car.
The driver of the only person left in the danger car. So, any of your bonus stuff applicable?
How does this black mist of... Can I create a mist? Is that what that is? Black mist of Malachar?
That is basically anything you want it to be. That is about as blank a description.
Because that I could take and make it so that there are mist around him. He doesn't see.
So you're going to blind him with the black mists of Malachar.
So he doesn't see his buddy coming when he...
That sounds great. Mark off a box of the black mists of Malachar for a bonus die. All right. Anything else you'd like to apply?
I'm going to put some energy around this vehicle so that it can...
At the same time, she attempts to... She channels eldritch energy into the danger car, shielding it from the impending impact.
Well, yeah, I got a baby and a...
Or was that when the
crazy kid... and a guy who jumped out of my vehicle just 2 seconds ago.
Two of them have jumped out of your car now. You're getting really sick of this. So why is this dangerous? Would you like any danger?
Because I have people attached to me.
Right, there's that other car behind you that if you slam into something...
Baby aboard!
...may not stop. you're towing it, so it might just run right into the back of you.
I'm hoping that this black mist will distract that giant ape, but
he does
if it
have
doesn't,
giant swinging arms. That is true.
But if it doesn't, that really screws me.
Yep.
And, I'm hoping we don't crash, because what if he attaches onto him...
Right, the danger car is still in pretty bad shape at the moment, so it may stop functioning at any moment. That is true. Would you like more danger?
Sure.
Anyone?
The plan revolves around you driving and hitting a giant ape with something that's connected to the car.
I could see her crashing the car.
The real question is,
car
what is he connected to on your car that might rip off? It might be important to...
So, at best, this seems like it might damage at least the rear car.
Oh, yeah, that too. More danger?
Sure. This is scary.
This Crimson Ape is really big. If he falls, that may still be dangerous, like, to you and or civilians nearby.
Are you ready for this? I'm nervous.
Oh, that's worse. That is a lot of danger.
I'm glad I'm in that building.
So that is two hits. And he's got resistance 1. So you've definitely done a little bit to the ape. That is 6 danger. So go ahead and mark your danger meter up 6.
Do you have to roll that one?
No, because she was attacking this, not this.
Okay.
So did you jump 2 of them?
What do you mean jump
2? 2 of those little energy things? Okay, so you get 2. Way to go on that, I guess.
I don't know what I'm doing. That's right. Who puts a detective in the driver's seat?
Apparently you guys did. Okay, so at this point I'm going to go for the total disaster again. Because, well, hell.
I'm not
actually
jumping out of this.
No, I am not. I'm going to do a full hit to you. So you mark the box and where you're at. So mark one of those stunned boxes. And then I'm also going to do a reduced hit to Nick Timber. So mark your other bashed. As both cars end up crashing as part of this. The giant crimson ape sees you coming and sort of bats you away, like even with the mists in his eyes, he just sort of starts to flail, and he kind of clips the rocket car, and so it doesn't actually like crash you really violently, but you still get both kind of roughed up in the rough landing, but you did manage to clip him with the guy that was attached to the bottom, and kind of bash him in the face a little bit. So he's not terribly happy about that. But, yes.
So we're on the ground?
Yes, so now you guys are on the ground. The rocket cars have landed, roughly, but you guys and yours were...
Wasn't that Crimson Ape hanging underneath one of the cars?
He was. Luckily, he also... But since he wasn't attached under the car, he was able to climb to the top of the car before it hit ground.
So the one that we did have cuffed, is he...
He's toast. Yep. He is ground beneath what is left of the danger car, leaving Candy Apple, Nick Timber, and the Crimson Ape on the ground, facing the giant Crimson Ape. The danger car is no more. So is that everybody?
I'm in a building.
Right, because you got smashed into a building. You grapple gunned the cars together, and then you drove the car over the giant ape.
Yep.
So, yep, that was everybody. So back around to the top. So nobody dealt with this crimson ape this turn then.
Nope.
Which means he escalates again. So, right, yeah, because you attacked this, and you attacked the giant ape, and then she attacked the giant ape as well. So, yep. Okay, so this Crimson Ape then, so he is not as roughed up as the two of you were in the crash, and so as you guys are sort of staggering out of the wreckage, this Crimson Ape is preparing to... Nick, Candy, Major, buried in a building.
Take some of the wreckage and use it as like a... improvised weapon against that Crimson Ape.
Absolutely. Nick grabs a piece of concrete, swinging it wildly. So that definitely sounds like a warrior action.
So I'm a D10.
What does a rocket pack do?
It's like a jetpack.
So I could jetpack my ass out.
You can totally fly, yeah.
Yeah, before you crashed, I was going to like use my rocket pack, jump on him, and like do like a get on his shoulders, flip him up and at the other one, but since we crashed.
That was so
much
for that one.
Well, yeah. You know what?
Okay. So we're using the improvised weapon to smash the Crimson Ape.
So this is my warrior.
Yep, that's your warrior. So you get the D10 for the improvised weapon. Bonus die. What else? Would you like some danger? I love the way that mechanic works.
Yeah. Trying to see if I had anything else I want to use.
Kind of Daredevil wouldn't want danger.
I know, I'm just trying to think of...
Yeah, he's been completely unable to build up danger over there.
Meanwhile,
you two just raking in the danger like crazy.
Well, I'm just trying to think of explaining something for this.
Let's talk about this here.
Particular one.
Well, actually, honestly, things get a little easier on the ground now. There's all kinds of things that could be down here. So, you know, it's... The crimson ape is holding a piece of concrete as well.
You've got the giant ape staring you down.
Yeah, the giant ape's feet are somewhere nearby.
Maybe citizens or something around.
It's like, yeah, there's plenty of innocent bystanders around.
It's a building that's collapsing.
Yeah, oh, yeah, there are several collapsed buildings around. Hopefully more of them don't come raining down on you. There's also, yeah, there's glass and things in the underfoot. Okay. Hopefully nothing pierces your shoes.
I'm barefoot. No. Two-fisted barefoot.
Okay, Walker, Texas Ranger. Hey, getting your danger.
Yep, I only got two hits.
Making up for lost time.
That's another five. So, with two hits on a Crimson Ape, I'm trying to remember if I've been knocking these guys out with two or three.
Three. I don't remember.
I think it's been three. So he's got two hits on him.
Does that take away one of his escalated doohickeys?
Nope. However, as I say, do any of your abilities give you the ability to like add a plus one hit to anything? I don't know what you got,
because you're spend a power bloody. Token.
Add plus two if you have any stun.
So you're not hurt
or
enough
injured,
yet.
Yeah.
you're not hurt enough or in danger enough.
To hear,
your body is not ruined enough.
I do get one of these though. Okay. I'm at five.
Okay. Your body's not ruined enough to perform its best.
Do plus one hit if you spend one of
those. Oh yeah. Yeah, for a power token. Sorry, I forgot to mention that little section there.
I didn't see that part.
So if you use that, then you can get a hit.
Well, sure. You can do plus one hit or...
Let's do that.
Yep, so spend a power token to get plus one hit and take out the ape. Yeah, sorry, I forgot to mention that.
I didn't. I didn't see that part.
And
I
don't have a character sheet, so I forgot about those basic uses of power tokens besides
special.
Well,
and it is written there as well.
It's on your character sheets, but yeah, it's...
So Kill Think would be an idiot.
Well, when you explain that, I thought
why
it was just
is
for
that
these.
Crew?
I didn't see
right,
that part.
Right, well, that's what I always think of when I think about them, but I forget, like, oh yeah, or you can just spend them, you know, just one for one to get an extra hit or do a couple of other things, like what? What's the other two?
Reduce a hit.
Or activate a power. Oh, right, the activate a power. So the reduce a hit. Yeah. So, like, say your danger meter is up to KO'd, and I do a full hit to you, you could say, okay. No, I'm spending a power token to reduce it, because you've still got a stunned or a bashed box open that you'd rather take it down to.
Okay.
So, speaking of taking full and reduced hits, I've got five danger here to work with, which could be another total disaster, because you guys have been doing that a lot lately. This is the third total disaster in a row.
Captain. Sorry, I might want a full hit.
Yeah, no, I'm going to do a full hit to you.
So it'd be a stun.
Yep, so mark your stun, so the next time you... act, you need fives for successes instead of sixes, or fours. And then I'm going to also escalate the giant crimson ape. Oh, I forgot to even roll that ape's danger.
Yes.
No danger.
Hey, you should roll for us.
Apparently. So, alright, so that gets us our danger back. So the giant ape has escalated, you have taken your full hit, and are stunned as... So, bam! Nick gets smacked by the ape, but Nick hits back even harder, crushing the ape's skull in as he collapses on the ground. Oh! But Nick stands there, shaking his head, trying to clear his mind, as Major Slag is still buried in the building and Candy Apple gets out of the wreckage of the danger car. So...
I want to do something cool.
All right, let's do something
ritual
cool.
Ritual magic.
You are going to do some ritual magic. Okay. This should do something cool. Thank you so much, writer of this game, for John Harper. Thank you so much, John Harper, for providing that wonderful insight.
At least she's not trying to do it when she's driving.
Well, what are you, electrically charging that cloud in his eyes, or what?
She could, like, try and ritually encase the giant crimson ape inside an energy cage. Much like the energy cuffs that she locked the first one in.
Using the city's power.
Only bigger!
Using the city's power to do an electrical attack on.
That almost sounds more professory than
Yeah.
She's a mystic. So, let's see. What kind of action do you think that would be then? Part of me wants to say agent, trick an enemy, lead them into a trap.
I'm up for it. It's not your D4, so that's quite okay.
Yeah, that seems... I think that's the best one.
Are you going with that energy trap?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think...
All right. Because these are escape zoo animals. Yeah, say, preferably you'd want to capture them and
it
return
says,
them.
Ambush bad guys. Sounds like an ambush to me.
Yep, that sounds exactly like what you're doing. So that's a D8. So what does your other arcane thing do under there?
Do a plus one hit against magical, extra-dimensional, or spirit threats.
Okay, that's good to know. So I'm trying to think of if there should be some benefit for you using the ritual magic, you know? Like, do we give you, like, just straight up plus one hit for attempting to use a ritual, or, I don't know. I feel like there should be some...
Can you do an extra, if I hit, then you get, I get an extra damage?
Right, that's right, yeah, an extra hit.
And, this is a really...
Ah, how about this? No, I got it. Because you're doing the ritual magic, you're going to ignore his resistance because you're not trying to attack him and hurt him. You're trying to...
He's a really mundane thing, so he's not prepared to resist any kind of magic.
Right, right. You're not not trying to penetrate his thick skin. You're just attempting to contain him. So you will ignore his resistance because of your ritual magic. So, are there any other bonus dice you'd like to employ?
Part of me wants to do my secrets man was not meant to know.
That sounds appropriate when you're doing a magic ritual to trap them in some sort of otherworldly trap. These are just things that most people don't see every day. So, alright. How about some danger?
Obviously, there's danger. There are civilians around.
Civilians who may get caught in the trap.
I hadn't even considered.
Yeah. Maybe... I just lost what I was going to say. Well, that's what I was just thinking, debris, or having somebody else come up.
Maybe it takes a couple seconds to actually cast it.
Since it's a ritual, you need to have concentration, and there's lots of people around here that are distracting.
Somebody coming up to distract me.
Those people might also see some of the ritual components, because you've got to lay out pieces around
the
ape.
And this is supposed to be secrets not known to man.
Right, so if somebody comes stumbling up and inspecting your handiwork, they may end up adversely affected. More danger?
Anyone? I'd say she's trying to cast this ritual right in front of this giant ape. And he may not know what she's doing,
but it's pretty
obviously that he doesn't like us right now. Anyway.
Pretty open to his...
She's not exactly in a protected position when she's trying to do this, all right? More danger? The fuel from the rocket cars is leaking and might be flammable.
Still that child in
there. Oh god, the baby!
Think of the children!
We never did get the child out.
We assume the mother did.
If we survive, they must, right?
Sure!
They leave out those details.
Well, that looks pretty good.
Three.
Yeah. Those are mine.
Wait a minute, are you stunned?
Oh, she is stunned. So this one and this one are out.
They're not dangerous, though.
Well, it depends. I've seen it read either way. In the one thing I listened to, if you didn't get a hit out of it, then it was danger.
Okay.
Personally, I think the way I would like to play it is that the fours are just out. They don't count for danger, but they don't get you hits either. Because I feel like it's too much of a double whammy to make stunned. Right.
If you were like further up, maybe at that time.
Right.
Maybe
I injured. Check out the giant ape.
So, right, with three hits, ignoring the resist. Oh, wait! Hey, more danger. So, sorry, yeah, how many hits? So, you ended up with two hits still, but you were ignoring its resistance, so that is just enough to ensorcel the giant ape and capture him until the proper authorities arrive to get him back to the zoo. However, in the process, the four danger you accumulated.
Tricked out the crimson ape.
You did. So, move your danger meter up four. And I'm going to deal a full hit to you with the four danger, so you're going to have to mark an injured box. And what is the nature of that injury?
I would say that I have burns.
The rocket car fuel ignites just as the shield goes up, encasing the giant crimson ape, but setting you alight as you go running to attempt to douse the flames. Alright, so that leaves Major Slag trapped in a collapsed building. Can the atomic commando escape?
Alright, so I guess my question is, how do these play out? Is it...
You're fighting a challenge just like they were fighting a challenge. Your challenge is a collapsed building.
All right.
So however you feel like you should deal with that.
Well, first, I'm kind of encased in this.
Right, you're just buried in
completely
rock.
Dark, so I'm going to kick on my X-ray vision and start looking around. And
you don't have X-ray vision.
Oh, Z-ray.
That's right, you have Z-ray vision. Oh, I'm sorry.
It gets
I am loud.
So much better.
I am so loud. I'm sorry.
We go one step
That's
beyond.
Right. We're switching people so he could pee, so...
Yep.
And I'm going to look around for, like, the nearest exit out.
Right. Where is the rock pile thinnest around me that I can...
And at that point, I don't have a lot of wiggle room in here, so I'm going to use my atomic beam to try to blow a hole.
What does your atomic beam look like? Where does it come from? Is it from your hands, eyes, mouth, chest? What is it?
I kind of like the Godzilla. I didn't even think about the mouse, but...
You scream, and atomic waves pulverize.
Like
the rock.
Night, the horror... Well, the Matthew Broderick Godzilla, the scream that Godzilla did in that one.
Yeah, I'm trying not to think of that one.
Yeah, the horrible one.
Right.
It's got that... Just sounds like metal tearing.
Yeah.
And just blowing a hole outward.
Okay, so as much as I hate to say it, I think that's a commando move, then.
I was trying to gear it towards that.
You succeeded. And you have two bonus dice, yes, one for your Z-rays and one for your atomic beam.
That is
so that's a D10 and a D8. Is this dangerous?
I would say so. We've got...
He's got flames going up over here.
Okay. So, yeah, there isn't a rocket car right. fire nearby.
One, I don't... Z-ray, it's much better than X-ray, don't get me wrong. But I can only see so far. My beam goes for quite
right.
a way.
Right, there may be things beyond the reach of your Z-rays.
I'm blowing a hole through a building that's already started to collapse on me.
There may be more collapsing.
Right.
All right, anybody else? More danger?
He's blowing a hole through something?
He's attempting to blow a hole in the collapsed building that's on top of him to create himself a path
what
out.
What about the people surrounding the building?
He doesn't know what's beyond.
Yep. Right, there are lots of bystanders around, absolutely. And I'm
what
going
if he
to say...
the thing underneath him, so he's, like, I don't know, encaved down further. Or
I don't know exactly how far up or down in the building I am. Because I fell out of the car and got
blown. I was saying that you were on ground level. That you fell all the way to ground level.
Okay.
So maybe it's that you might end up like in an underground level instead of on a ground level.
I was gonna say I'll pass on the extra danger.
Oh.
But I think the situation
kind of need to deal with this.
Yeah. All right. Turn and look around, maybe. My 12 gave me a
A one.
Yeah.
And then a two. And a two over here, I see.
Four and four.
That's four for me, and four for you. There you go. So four hits is enough to get you out of the collapsed building.
Wow.
I'm out of
stun, so that...
That actually doesn't affect the atomic.
Okay. Okay. He's atomic! Gotcha. He does not care if he is stunned! Okay. So, with four hits, you are able to escape the collapsed building. However, with four danger... What do I get to do?
So you guys are outside of this building, just like, oh, thank God it's over.
So move your danger meter up four, and I'm going to deal a full hit to you.
An injury, then.
You get an injury unless you spend a power token to reduce it. Because you are sitting on three, and you've marked zero mashed boxes.
Yeah.
So it seems like it would be an easy trade-off.
Yep. That is the case.
All right. So as Major Slag brings himself out of the collapsed building, we will now enter... Dun-da-da-da-da-da-da! Da, 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 da. An interlude. Dun, 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 dun. Alrighty, kids. So, after the action scene, we will play out a short interlude. So each one of you has to include yourself and an NPC, much like your last week on kind of bit. Say where you are and what's happening. And then, perhaps deal with your relationships between each other. How do you guys feel about one another? Are you good friends, ex-lovers, former business partners, things like this? This is the time to get some background and get some personal stuff. This will also begin setting up the bits for our next scene, known as Suspense. And also, you have at your you have the option to refresh three of your bonus boxes that you have consumed. So your choice which ones you refresh. So if you've used three or less, you can just refresh them all. If you've used more than three, then you'll have to be choosy about what you're able to return to functionality and what you aren't. Also, you have the option to reduce your danger level by five and heal all hitboxes in the highest section of the danger meter where you have hits. So, for instance, you would heal your one stunned, you would heal your one injured, you would heal your one stunned.
So I can cross, take it off?
Yep, and reduce your danger meter by five. You could choose not to heal...
It's right there.
...and not to reduce your danger.
Because if you reduce your danger, you lose the power, correct?
Well, some people may like higher danger.
Okay.
You keep one.
Right.
Right. You reset back to one power token.
You said we move it back five?
Yep. You move your danger down five. Yeah, that seems... You'd really be stockpiling them if you could keep doing that. So, no, that doesn't seem right. So...
Sure, guys. This might do something cool.
Okay. So, do any of you have an idea for an interlude scene you'd like to see happen before we begin the suspense scenes?
I am getting out of some city official's office after being screamed at. Just ripped a new one. I mean, after all, I did set off a live grenade, get propelled into a side of a building, which made it collapse, and then blew a hole to get out of it.
You did cause a lot of property damage along with... we appreciate your efforts, but if you could do it with slightly less collateral damage, perhaps don't jump straight to the grenades next time.
Yep.
Major.
I want to be like helping with a children's charity after endangering the kid.
Nick Timber.
Trying to quell that lawsuit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Child volunteerism.
It might be court ordered too.
May or may not be. Candy Apple, what is it that you find yourself doing in the interim?
I think I want to investigate this city to see who the heck let these apes loose.
Oh, that will be what's happening during the suspense scene. But so you begin laying the groundwork for that by talking to some of your contacts. So then let's just jump right to it then.
my character doesn't know if he cares for you.
Oh, well, you know what? That's what happens when you jump out of a vehicle.
Well, I jump out of a vehicle because I don't understand your ritual magic stuff. What so I got of, the hell away.
I kind of realize at this point that I kind of jumped out of the car without letting you know why. So I would have explained that to you after the fact.
Hey, all they knew is Major Slag just jumped out of the car and then blew up.
Like, yeah, hello, that's a problem here.
So that did get explained to you.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
I came up with a better excuse. You don't know that I threw the pin, but... Because I'm not going to share that story. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, that was kind of embarrassing. I have to.
It's time to put down and you pop the pen in your pocket.
Let's say that. He threw it back at us.
Paper pusher. And you throw a pin.
I imagine that he said that the ape threw it back and I dove on it.
Oh.
So that's the story that you
did. Saving us. Yep. Gotcha.
Okay, so now we are going to do a suspense scene. So, these all are questions that we have laying before us. So, Candy Apple seems to remember from those ruins outside of the city that something, there were some pictograms in there that looked somewhat like apes. I wonder if there's some sort of mystic connection.
Maybe I need to go back to Mars?
Especially, you're on Mars. That's where...
I am now?
Yeah, Rocket City is on Mars. Is on Olympus Mons on Mars. So, so there's also Major Slag, having dealt with the city officials, he's near the city offices that are handling the investigation into the zoo and how the zoo could have had such a lapse in security as to allow the apes to escape. And, of course, Nick... with his children and volunteerism, the children are telling some of their favorite stories and legends that they've heard from people on other planets. Some of them perhaps featuring apes. So, the deal is that you would attack these just like you would attack the other things that you have attacked thus far, only you attack them in a suspense scene investigation-y kind of way.
Oh, good. I can actually use my detective skills.
Right. This would be the time when the detective Woo-hoo! Should probably shine.
Instead of flying cars.
Right.
Yeah, you might have still done that better than I shot guns.
So you're all sort of off doing your own thing. When you defeat your particular thing, we will decide on what you discovered and what is true about the situation. And how that can possibly lead us to a new danger, a new scene of danger. So, who wants to go first? Candy Apple? I think since this sounds like this is your bread and butter, going back to the ancient ruins.
Case file archive?
Oh, you're going to search your case file archive. Surely you well documented those pictograms. That sounds like an excellent idea. So, if you're going to pore over that evidence, I'd say that's a detective action. So that's your D12, right?
Yes, sir.
And you're going to use your case file archive, which gives you a D10. So, in this case, okay, so what is dangerous? A little more, you gotta get a little more creative now in a suspense scene to come up with more danger. So, what is dangerous about her going back to look at these ancient carvings and things? First calls up to her.
Where were these?
These were in
somebody tampering with evidence.
Ooh, has somebody tampered with your case files? That's an excellent one.
Are these your personal case files? Okay.
Well, at least that's where the pictures are of the pictograms that she was out looking at. But the pictograms are actually out in the ruins.
Maybe somebody saw her observing
Somebody
them?
Knows that you're involved in this and are interested, and maybe they don't want you to be. Good one. Any other ideas?
Somebody showing up during my investigation.
You're alone in your office. That is true.
That's how a bad movie starts.
Yep. Alright. Would you like some more danger?
Sure. I don't have to come up with these ones. You go for it.
So, anybody have any other ideas?
Are you traveling to do this at all? Or is this set in that scene that you're at?
Well, she's in her office checking her archives.
I was going to say, if there's anything to do with flying cars, danger.
Trying to think. Boy, you're really tired. You may miss what's really important here. It's been a long, hard day.
On top of missing important things, you may be reading too much into stuff that has nothing to do with it.
Perhaps you're almost delusional. All right. So, 4 hits. Do you have anything that adds? What's your investigation power say? I don't know.
During fun scene, your investigation powers come to the forefront. You do +1 hit and take -1 danger on all rolls during a suspense scene. All
right, so that's 5 hits then on the ancient ruin stuff. You are fooled by no one. You have figured it out. Add your 2 danger. So bump up your danger meter by 2. Now here's the weird thing. So it says to do this like exactly basically the same as.
This is crazy. It says when you roll multiple hits, you can spread them across multiple questions.
Oh.
As long as you explain the connection between them. How does that work?
So
that's the
since you had 5 hits, I was going to say these only take 3 to
so
deal
I can
with.
Keep 2.
So you could put 2 more hits on one of these other 2 questions if you explain how they're connected.
He's at where?
He's eavesdropping or kind of lurking about the city offices that are investigating the zoo and how the zoo had such a lax in
protocols. So I run to him to try to get him out of city offices before he pisses off the wrong person. Because I've got information that says that the city offices is connected.
No, in this case, we need to know how the Crimson Ape carvings are connected to the apes that escaped. That's how you'd get the 2 hits across, is you got to explain how these 2 things are connected. Well, first, we need to tell what is the deal with the Crimson Ape carvings and what's the connection with the Crimson Ape attack. So does anybody have any awesome ideas as to what the deal is with the carvings and how they're influencing things?
Do you have something in mind?
No, it's not in my head.
All right, maybe you've done some back searching and you found that they've actually tried using these as some kind of makeshift militia before, but they kind of scrapped the whole thing and kind of redacted everything. And now you're going through and you're finding out that there's actually a large cover-up kind of dating back to that initial instance.
Okay, so...
Are the carvings that were in the area of...
Oh, this
something?
Is ancient, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Even more.
The carvings are in the area of where things happened, and they're keeping them at the zoo because they're hoping...
The carvings have indicated that the ancient people also housed Crimson Apes here in the past.
And maybe there's somebody at the zoo who's trying to keep them to do some research and has found something out that's the same thing that I found out.
Who's that guy? Who is that guy? That's a guy. Dr.
Igor,
what?
From Ghostbusters.
Snuffleupagus.
No, I'm just kidding. Dr. what? Who works at the zoo?
Mustachio.
What was... Oh, Dr. Doogie Howser. That's who I was thinking.
So,
Doogie.
So, she finds the connection is Dr. Mustachio. who actually he works at the zoo, but as part of the ape captivating program. But you find that he also, as you're sort of searching through some of the records, you found that he has also accessed some of these same records and done some of the same research as you have been doing.
Yeah, what the hell is he
relating
doing?
Relating to the use of the apes as an ancient militia. Who could have... why would he possibly want to turn the apes into a militia? For what purpose?
Are you raising your sword yet?
Mine is telling stories about apes from alien places.
Or the origin of the crimson apes, perhaps legends from other worlds, perhaps even from Jupiter, where the Crimson Republic lies. Some of the kids perhaps used to be.
Maybe I don't know. Go to the library and see if there's anything about these.
Books.
I don't know if it's like a
are there books on
these?
Like
something like
tales
that.
Tales?
Yeah.
Written out?
Okay. So that'd be another professor then? I was thinking if
explorer?
You could.
Explorer?
I was thinking if he could do explorer to sort of swap tales with the kids, it would encourage them to keep going and coming up with more and more fantastical tales, which may.
Could he share what we just went through?
Well, certainly, but they all saw that on the news. They'd like to hear of his daring exploits elsewhere. So I would say that would be. Another one if you want to try and avoid the professor this time. Hitting the books at the library doesn't seem like your cup of tea, but entertaining children.
Maybe a weird enemy. After sitting in a chair for a while.
Or...
Yeah, you think so too? That's good.
No, I'll go with the explorer, the trying to
Swap tails.
So, explain.
So, or you could do agent using your network of contacts to get something you need. So perhaps, like after hearing these kids' stories, you start sort of tapping some of your other daredevil friends and other people with extreme hobbies and see if they have any local legends about these things.
Maybe someone that I've trained with that might have encountered them before, or no.
Yeah.
Trained to, in case we encounter
The Saturnians at the volcano, perhaps.
Sure.
All right.
So
let's make that an agent roll.
So D8.
So that's a D8. Any of your bonus dice interesting?
Yes! Dude's
dead! Yeah, I don't really... can't use a whole lot of brawler or improvised weapon.
Yeah, no. So.
Now my gear is really going to help, so...
We're flipping the hell out!
That don't. So, yeah. So, I got this.
Okay, so... Is this, dangerous? So, how is this dangerous? Do you perhaps have to travel back to the volcano on Saturn?
Yeah.
that might be dangerous.
I encounter opposing, factions or something like that? That might be...
Agents of the Crimson Republic are always about attempting to thwart the Danger Patrol.
The damn Reds.
Yes. How terrible.
Crimsons.
What else is dangerous about this? He is sort of putting out the word that he's asking questions, so he's also sort of going
to land
on anybody's radar that doesn't want to be found out, so... Any other ideas? I think maybe he's a bit of a braggart, seems like.
Yeah.
So I'm going to guess he's not the most subtle dude when he does things like this. And let's see. Last but not least, he definitely does not have a sense of self-preservation. So that if he were to get into a situation that was going to turn dangerous, he would be the last one to know.
Instead, with the fight or flight, it'd be more fight than flight.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
There we go.
Wow.
That is awesome. So that is four hits. So that is enough to take this one down. Two danger. So go ahead and bump yourself up two danger.
You were just talking about me playing Dread when I was 9 months pregnant. First time we ever played it.
So go ahead and mark a reduced hit.
Like we took the
I took the leaf out and made it a perfectly circular table.
But I'm leaning over to grab things, and those men, I mean, they're like, her belly's going to knock this over.
It was pretty crazy. So
she gets heavy.
So he has defeated the
children.
The children. No, the children's stories about the apes, and traced back some of his other more experienced friends to get sort of the adult versions of these stories. Because of course, every children's tale starts with a grain of truth.
Just exaggerated.
And the true story is usually a lot darker.
Right. And so, what did they say of the origin of these? These apes. Where do the crimson apes come from?
Were they actually let out of the zoo?
Well, no, these ones were let out of the zoo. But I'm talking like back years ago. What planet do the crimson apes come from? What is their origin story?
Maybe we could do Planet X, and they are an experiment, kind of.
The Crimson Apes are actually an experiment from Planet X.
This has like cheesy sci-fi written all over it.
Yes, it does.
I kind of thought like X-Men, you know, like mutation.
The Crimson Apes from Planet X.
Exactly. So, Major Slag, the city officials. Candy Apple has called you on your radio receiver to let you know to be on the lookout for one Dr. Mustachio, because he has also been investigating the same sorts of things that she's involved in before the line goes dead.
All right, I'm going to go, and first I'm going to try to speak with I'm at the city building, or the...
Right, you just got done getting chewed out.
Yeah, so I'm already there. I may as well check out, because the zoo is going to have an office there at the very least.
Of course it is.
And I'm going to try to figure out exactly how they got out.
Just let me look.
And then I'm going to see if there's any record of that Dr. Mustachio they might have.
Well, so you're going to try and sneak in and look at, like, the personnel records?
Yeah.
That definitely sounds like an agent action, then.
See if I have a picture of them.
What is that?
D8.
D8, then. Ah. All right. So, is any of your bonus dice being employed?
I honestly don't know how any of this would help me.
Well, certainly atomic speed might help you get in and out before they see you.
That is extremely true. I was overlooking that.
How could you overlook atomic speed? All right. So, you've got atomic speed. Why is this dangerous?
This is dangerous because right now I don't have a good name in the city building.
This is true. You already have a bad reputation. They're not exactly going to take your word for it. I think number two, there's cameras.
There's cameras. On top of that, I don't know exactly how this Dr. Mustachio is connected to all of this, but he obviously seems to have access to records.
Right. You don't know exactly what you're looking for. Let's see. Anybody else have any danger to contribute?
What is he doing?
He's sneaking into the city records to try and look up Dr. Mustachio because she gave him a tip-off that he might be involved somehow.
If he screws us up, it could send somebody my direction.
This is true. You may expose your fellow teammate. And I think there's armed guards in the city halls.
Great. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
Of course. Still, four hits for you. So that's good. Go ahead and mark up your three danger.
Take it. And they passed a power.
I almost had one.
Nope.
I'll try again. She had them.
Okay. So I will use my three danger to introduce a new threat. Hey.
What are you doing?
I hope you didn't blow my cover.
That's the one thing, you know, comics have, like, those, like, word bubble things and stuff. And some of our Heroclix Deadpool set came out, and he's got some that attach to his base, and they're word bubbles, and they just say the funniest things on them.
Because he's Deadpool.
Yeah, so
all kinds of weird stuff.
I'm snooping around on this computer.
Mm-hmm.
Digging through files. And all of a sudden I hear a voice from behind me who calls me out completely. Is this a guard?
Well, that's what I was going to say. But first of all, you find something as to the clue to the ape's escape. Okay. So we got to decide what that is. What did you discover about the ape escape? Was it intentional? Did somebody let these apes out, and to what purpose? Remember, this is pretty much the end of this scene, so...
Alright.
This has got to tie it all together. So the apes were used for an ancient militia eons ago, that they originally were actually an experiment, or this time the apes appeared, they were an experiment from Planet X. So...
Alright.
Now you find that the apes that escaped...
So, through my digging, I've actually found out that Dr. Mustachio isn't actually affiliated with the city. But he was the one that he let them out, but only kind of. They weren't supposed to be running free, as far as I know. There is a video at the zoo. It actually looks like he was planning on kidnapping them.
Ooh.
Or ape-napping them, as it were.
Ooh. Ape-napper.
And... instead, they broke free, and these are just the ones that broke free.
Oh, so he got some of the apes.
All of the apes at the zoo are gone.
Oh, so only some of them got out of his control, but he got the rest. All right, so that begins the next action scene. So,
then I get on my radio, help!
So, the next question is, so where is Dr. Mustachio now?
Do we come up with that?
Absolutely. I'm just...
Do we?
I'm fishing for ideas. Anybody want to know? Anybody know?
I wouldn't think here. Maybe not.
Certainly not in Rocket City.
No.
Is he still on Mars? Did he travel to another planet?
The ship with the manifest that he was loading them up in...
Ooh, or maybe he's on a ship in transit.
...was actually routed towards Planet X again.
Okay, so he's on a rocket ship back to Planet X. So, with that information, I think that Nick Timber, having discovered the tie back to Planet X, and Candy Apple, having discovered the Dr. Mustachio, end up both rapidly approaching the rocket ship of Dr. Mustachio on its way to Planet X, attempting to intercept him. However, Major Slag is a bit... occupied in the basement of the city offices with a city with the guards.
Yeah, fun stuff.
So, as Candy Apple and Nick Timber board the rocket ship with Dr. Mustachio, Ape Napper, I think at this point we've also got. At least.
What? You don't want to? She, for the longest time, anytime you put, when she was getting a man, she would stick her tongue right there so that no one could see him. She didn't want you touching him, looking at him.
How good's your crazy scientist voice?
Did she eat cereal?
She's baby.
I'm trying to decide what Dr. Mustachio is sound like. Like, on the one hand, he's like, yeah, it's alive! But then again, he's also Dr. Mustachio, so something wants me to, like, be very
mustache twirly.
Before her teeth came in.
We'll see how it comes out. So,
did we get Dr. Mustachio on this thing?
Let me know that he was connected. Okay. And he found out there had been experiments at one point, mm-hmm, on Planet X. So when I was looking through the records, I actually found...
He found manifests and things that pointed to that. So he called you guys back and said, I think Dr. Mustachio has boarded a rocket ship to Planet X with the rest of the apes. And so you guys immediately grabbed a much faster rocket ship to catch up to his rocket ship. Because you can totally do that.
Well, he had to use a cargo.
Right. He's flying a cargo ship with his the apes he has captured. However, Major Slag was unable to meet you because he was being detained by city officials with guns. So hold on, let me see. We'll come up with something better here. So here's the deal. We've got. These Crimson Apes all have Resistance 1 because they appear to be combat trained. However, that seems to have something to do with this mind control device in the corner. So if you shut down the mind control device, it will remove the apes. They will be confused and not as effective in fighting back. And Dr. Mustachio is, of course, hiding behind his Crimson Ape army. So you are unable to deal with Dr. Mustachio until you have defeated his Crimson Apes. So that is sort of the layered threat that you face there. over here, Major Slag. So you've got... you've got the guard who has stopped you. You then have also a... I want to say a 3-round countdown. That they are closing in on you. Or they're sort of closing down this place and you're not going to be able to get out... without it going very badly for you. And then I think what we've also got here is like layered guards. And this level of guards are going to be Resist 2, because this is the SWAT team.
Yeah, the first is just like security guy.
Yep, this is the patrol.
He gets a taser, maybe.
Yep, this is the patrol guy who caught you. By the time you're done dealing with him, you've got the fully armed response team, and you've got to get past both of them and out before the whole place is locked down. So, how does that sound, everyone?
Sounds awesome.
Seems sufficient? All right. Then, let's do this. Let's start with the rocket car. So, your guys' rocket ship rapidly approaches Dr. Mustachio's ship and clamps on, and you board. And as you enter the cargo hold, you see Dr. Mustachio sitting there, and he twirls his mustache and says, "You will never foil my evil plan, Danger Patrol! These Crimson Apes will help me take over Rocket City once and for all, once they're finished with you!"
This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International License. All works discussed are the property of their respective owners. Our intro and outro music